reaction. And what is the Orish Hashemayim goes on? So in other words, the person shouldn't say, I have no desire to eat chazir. But I have a desire. I have an appetite for chazir. But I can't help it. It's a banishon for baby. So that tends to indicate that the most ideal approach is to have an inclination for chazir and to suppress it. But at the same time, to say that a person, let's say, has an inclination to shed human blood, but every time he gets such a desire, so he suppresses it. That he is such a wonderful person, it's difficult to say. It's difficult to say. So, I mean, there are certain individuals who have a certain phobia, you know, they have an inclination still. Even if they have millions of dollars, I mean, there are certain pathological people, I mean, who have an inclination, they each are alive still. Yeah, I mean, there are certain people, I mean, it's a matter of fact, I'm not going to mention them. The very mother and rabbi 45 years ago was a rabbi in one of the most outstanding modern synagogues in the United States. I'm not going to mention the name of the synagogue. So he was caught by the police stealing a car. Not that he didn't have a car. He had several cars. Besides being a successful rabbi, he was married to a millionaire. He broke off my record. Poverty, my reckoning, and matters. So he's married. Then she lost him for a business here. So he stole the car, and then he was arrested. But he was kept in prison only for several days. Because all the guys who testified that it's not his fault. He has a certain sickness. He likes to steal, not that he needs the car. He likes to steal, that's a certain sickness. And he was placed in an institution for about 2 years. He was in an institution, then he was killed. So, I mean, did we say that this person is a highly ethical person? So the Rambam says, how can we reconcile the basic proposition that an inclination towards evil, that in itself is evil, and the halacha mentioned the proposition so the Rambam distinguishes between mitzvah shemiyos and mitzvah sichlios. He doesn't say, alim ha'odom yefshin yatzeach, yefshin mitzeach. So these are things that are not dictated by the human conscience. Even though Rafin Amil also mentions the and that is Sikhlis, the answer is there are two kinds of arayas. There's an arayas like a shish that human logic dictates. But then the other arise, which is Sach. Shouldn't say that human conscience dictates that it's a terrible thing. Or if somebody dies without any money, so the brother is in a queer doctor to the other. So that's Mr. Shinies. So when Rav Shimon Amir says he has to have an elbow, he doesn't mean elbow like a shish, but he means elbow like a shisach or a chesishte. A chesishte, so the high ishtesh is an elbow. And the blood is a mamzer, and the dushin is a teves, and the racham is a sishtei, so it's at a gomo. I mean, there are many very soil who married a sister or the wife after the death of the wife. But the first Shapiro himself, when the first wife died, so he married the sister of his wife because of his sishtei. Racham is a sishtei, he's mutaris. Can you understand that? Say, oh, manusha. If it's a sore, it's not ethical, so even Racham is a sishtei. Apparently, this is one of the Aroyis and Ashimiris. They're not sichlis. Anyway, so we have that Rambam, where the Rambam mentions that mitzvah sichlis, even if you suppress the desire, but the fact that you have an inclination towards that avera, that in itself makes you not such a wonderful person. So, this is what the Mishnah is referenced when it says, "Vayim shali shali, yishal choshalom b'beinus." What do you mean? In other words, if he's not sensitive to human pain, but he makes the proper response anyway, so then he's a bein. But yishimim, if he doesn't make the proper response, then he's an achish bein. Then it's a midas bein. So that is the tarets and that kash. It's why the rabbonim. It's why the rabbonim. So. Say that an arzor is kosher or not kosher, And Mishen Libonim is not kosher. That's over the senior, it's not on the senior. Now let's see the Rashi. So going down as this full name of each of the shame and the process, I'm not coming in the next which makes some stations so of giving the process. Sagte der Rohr auf Jahn, aber ein paar Rechide, in der Schere, auf Jahn, im Hoche kommen die Kuhle Meiles, wo die Miete auch nicht auf Jahn, und ich sage mir, der Ende ist Rohr, was ich will gerade nicht, wo es an der Kuhle nur auf der Zoll ist, im Allen der Rohr, das ist ja nur, nur der Kuhle, die die Alte Rohr, weil Tisha, wo der Partner, in der Tasche, wo die Lüttplan, das ist mir immer, keine Tasche und der ist, habe ich mich in Nacht geschrieben, der ist, und ich will ich auch heute nicht. My time and mom's a person in the process, which we do not do. The time is never, it's never a single seat from the beginning of the hospital is. So can she shock her for Tara Gibu Bonnie, the inner Rahmoni, the feminine source. So from Rashi's Mashman, there is no thing to change. So can she shock her for Tara Gibu Bonnie, the inner Rahmoni, the feminine source. So in other words, so he says, what does it mean, Zokin? What does it mean, Zokin? Zokin does not mean. Say Zokin means a very old person. And that's your fine. When a person is very old, he becomes a little insensitive. Not because he's not nice. But in the old age, the people become, the elderly people, so they become insensitive. Maybe because they suffer so much, so maybe they are immune to human pain, because they suffered so much already, of course, somebody who's 9 years old. So he suffered so much, he experienced so much pain, so maybe he becomes immune to human pain. That's the reason why the average doctor is very insensitive to human pain. Why? Because they're used to it, you know, they see it every day. So maybe they become immune to human pain. So you could say, some machine explains, okay, doesn't mean because he should share Shekhiyah, and you go. Suppose someone is 8 years old, but he just had a child. I mean, there were people who had children. A man can have a child even at the age of 90. I mean, at the time had a child, his youngest son, Arm, was born through a second marriage. So at the time was in the upper 80s when his youngest son was born, Arm. So he was in the upper 80s. So the question is, so what does Zoki mean? Does Zoki mean someone so old that he becomes insensitive to human pain? Or Zoki means it's already a long time since he had children. So somebody, let's say, suppose he had a child at the age of 15. And now he's 55. He's not such a long person. But it's many years since he was Mikado Bonin. So from Rashi to Fears, that Zokin is not one who is extremely old, but someone who has already had a number of years elapsing since he was Mikado Bonin. Because the Gibu Bonin that in itself cultivates and promotes the instinct of Chachmonis. finish Shochach Kotzah the woman, then Rachamana, Vichim Soros, Vichim Soros. Hakel Chir was in their moments. So Hakel Asriyamai, what is it? Or a beauty of Asriyamamza, that the Mamza is kosher all in the moments. But you know the Chorizim, for all that's in Mishnei in Ide, all of the Mishnei, all of the Mishnei, Yesh Holo in the Mishnei, bring all of the Mishnei, for a beauty of Asriyamai, for a beauty of Asriyamamza. So why do we have to mention it? Why does Rav Yudah have to say the same anyway in respect to the Mishnah of Sanhedrin and in respect to the Mishnah in respect to the Mishnah of the day? So the kasha is directed against Rav Yudah. Why does Rav Yudah? There is no kasha against the Mishnah. We find many times that the Chavin HaKodesh will mention the same thing once and mention the second time. So the question is, why does Rav Yudah have to mention that member of Asuya in respect to the Chodeh Asuya Geah, Chodeh Asuya Mamzer, that he Geah is kosher in the Mamzer, and the Mamzer is kosher in the Mamzer. It's a Yashmin Geah, the Lord of the Ko, our Mamzer in the Lord, Yashmin Mamzer, the Bomit Kocheo, our Geah, the Bomit Kocheo, the Lord, Israel. In Hakel Chemo in the Poshes. What do you mean Hakel? The same Hakel with Hakel Chemo in the Mominus are not Poshes or Mimposhes. What are the Hakel with Hakel Chemo in the Mominus? Mamzer and Gea. So in the Poshes, they are not Poshes or Mominus. My time will be turned out against a Kishim Shebet in the Kibitzele, Kahunuki Mikomu, Ramima, Maiko, Rafio Farayosi, Umu Mimbo. Now, so what kind of idin is that? It's not idin in the fascist per se, but it's a aloche in Sanhedrin. So Malkes, he will be kosher. Malkes, Imamza, and Igea will be kosher. But there's a concept of moon is that the one who has the moon, and we know at first thought that the possibility of Hashem of Imambo is not confined to a physical moon, but it is reference to a spiritual moon too, like Mamzer. So Mele, so he is Mufki, he is possibly in Sanhedrin. It's possible even not that he is possible in the Hoshes, but he is possible in Sanhedrin, to have a Chavish in Sanhedrin. So the Mora is the Kashi, the human language, maybe the Posse Kitsha Hashem of Mimbo has reference to a physical defect, not to a defect in Yechas Mishpoch. אמר רבך אבא יעקב במקור ישיאת ראשון אמו בדין אורו לתבני שמית לדורי סתר אם בא לי ישראל לדיון או הוסם משמשכים because they are it's mentioned yes that something in the ruach עליהם so in other words so they have to be holy for ruach הקדש so mainly if they had it so משמוח had they were not holy for ruach הקדש von Ruhe, von Mohakeyesh. Elam Ram Nachm bei Yitzchak. Mach um Nossi Yitoch, that's mentioned in Yisrael. So they are, it's not mentioned, the Dayoni, that Moshe appointed at that time, so that they had Mohakeyesh, and still it says Yitoch, it in the Loch. So it's a Raya, that if somebody has a moon, or some Mishpocha, or some Mishpocha, like a Mamzer, or a Gea, so it is possible to be a member of the Sanhedrin, but the Munez doesn't require Sanhedrin in discussion. Let's see the Rashi. The Tipok Shem is all Yisroel, Komim Pram Mishpochem, Shushkun Ham, Yimei Shem Yimei 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 יאלים נאו בשם שכים שאופן מייקסי ומשם שכים so what is the gist of that demora that a mamzer and a gea is possible in the process not because of any prerequisite in the process per se but because the process requires an head and the mamzer and a gea is possible to be a member of his head so maybe we can be Malkis even though Malkis also in the process But since we pass Moses, she pass for the Rabbanu of Yisrael, the Malkis does not require Sanhedrin, so Mele Mamzer Arnigea should be kosher to be done Mine Malkis. Now let's see the pages. Lassuya Mamzer, Lava in Hakashem in the Kodesh Kodesh. So that means that all is possible, but in the name of the Lord, the Lord 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 of the Lord, but he still possible with delay and crochet. Because the Ishmael, the Mashmael, must listen to the Yuxa, the Amir is a bear, must listen to the Sinner. He is the Savior, the Kamel, the Son, the Shaykh. So, Eva Hanan, he soon is crucial in the moment. He soon. But here, it's Mashma with the Mishnah deals with the Yuxa, not with the physical gift. And Eva Hanan, So from this memory it appears that the gear is kosher in moments. Because and the question is, why is it possible? Not because of the soul, the question is per se, but because he is not all the Sanhedrin. So, has to make this time get a question in the moment? Because if you're a Tachil, it's actually a Rabbi, the Rabbi Mori Baruch. He was the Oroshi Shoi Yushe, or he doesn't be Yushe. Doesn't be Yushe, so that means he was in the Yisoya, because the Yossi was the Yushe, but he was still there. So in other words, he was appointed as the palmist, as the mayor of Gola. The thing being the Israel, which are Wachichot Finley, which are Wachichot Finley, by even the Israel. So we see that only because in the Israel, so it is kosher to be the palmist of Tibet. But if he hadn't been in the Israel, not. But here the Gola says, yeah, that means even if in the Israel, it's kosher Lord in the moment. So now there is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in one. And if you want, you can say Rashi and Tosfos. Because most of Shem Machilim Amash. The more in the Bombay that the way he says, Gera don Chaveri Vateo. The Moise in the Israel don Achim Yisrael. So Rashi says, that when the more says, Gera don Chaveri Vateo, it has reference to the Dini Poshas. It has reference to the Dini Poshas. But the moment is, Gera can be done not only Chaveri Gera, a co-Gera, but it can be done in Yisrael Gomu, also, and if it's in Israel, then it can be done even in Foshes. Even in Foshes in Israel. Even in Foshes in Israel. So this is the truth in Russia. And this says, Gea don't have a Gea does not mean Mefoshes. Mefoshes, he said, we cannot be done. Even Chaver Igya, because Mefoshes requires a header. So how can Igya be a header? You must be told the Dinelov. The Dinelov. So, but, even more, he wants that in ways, there's reference to the Dinelovis. So the Dinelovis does not require a header. But to be done in Israel, so you cannot. Why the Sukha was Flacher is Nochri Asher or Yochichon? He sent us for a Melach, and Kara for Chichotos Melach. The Sukha was his Olacho, is Nochri Asher or Yochichon. So Mele, but it's the Kara for Chichotos Melacho. It has to be nearly Kepler. The Kara for Chichotos Melacho. Machine came over Havir, yeah. So there is no requirement of the Kara. So the Gea can exercise Shore over another Gea, but the Gea is possible to exercise Shore over Yisrael. Over Yisrael. So this is what the Gemara says. Gea bonus Haveri Gea denominates. Haveri Gea. Hashem King Yisrael is not allowed to be done. Because of the Gea Wachichotas Nurakhama. Same to Simulacho. In other words, all the scholars has to be in Karen Rafiho. Mashenki Mifoshes, so even Chaveri Gea cannot be done. For the simple reason that he's like a Sanhedrin, and Chaveri Gea also requires Sanhedrin. That's the issue. Being came out, heard the Omar Fere and saw a Yosu, and the Nishi Ovi Fabesha, the Sheikh Fere Rabbi, the Nino, the Nino, the Nino, Haka Kshem Rodin, the Omar Abidah, the Sunni Mamza, ומאי קושי, הירוד וחברי, ונשלימה, נשאם עם המשה, הוי ולא מבינו מישראל, נקרא לו הכי חופשי מבין. So מילה, נזכור שהרוד even אי ישראל. וחי בקום הצריך אף אבל בגיע ומאמדו, וכי בקום הכיוון הצריך עושה, נשייך לתגיש נשאו לסתם, נחיל את זה נפוי. בינתם, תגיש לי שצריך לצל דומה לשבור ועבידו רבילי, תניונק, in soil of the desert and soil of the desert of here. The whole of the Kamehima, they say, Rashmur Rabbi or your Bush Rabbi in Doe, the Mahima of the Kamehima Bush, the Gash and Yeshima, the Mizgaya of Hug Nei, Gui Nei. The Mira didn't change the way you saw the Mame Nisa. So the Mora says that by Chutzen, because there is a special dress of Kosovo, the Yisoya. So because of that special dress of Kosovo, so Rabbi Yehuda was not Rashmur, but Rabbi Yehuda was not able to participate in the business of Chutz. So the question is, according to Rabbi Tam, that it was in Yisrael, so maybe why did he have to resort to his special dress of Kosovo? For Yisrael, even without his special dress of Kosovo, he should be possible, because in all the moments, he is possible to be the army carrier of Chicha Tosu Rabbeinu. In the year, when came the way he saw him, Amen Yusuf, and when he showed him, King Rabbeinu Yisrael, then he went to Rabbeinu Yisrael, after the Chutzot of Nigerian, if he gave him King Shiroz, and those who do shit, he saw him, Amen Yusuf, and 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 in Israel, the soil leaves the jar of Hitze, a feminine in soil. They have no value in the soil. So, what is this to say? Call it from the town. So, not from the town. This says not from the town. So, this says that the reason why we have to resolve this question was, of course, from the soil that is possible to be in the basin of Hitze, because even in the soil, that's the special dress of Hitze. Now, I forgot to say, I have to have.
Bye.
Now, the Gemara about how Judah is in Gaia. So that's the Gemara in the one that is a Aleph in Gaia, the end of Gemara. Ashmir Baral Yudah have a Koyi Kami Rav Yudah. Omar, he sacked all the zeals of the Kami. The place where you have many Kami, many weeds. So they wanted to have a Chutz there. We started to have a Hamishan in Pasu in Yosi. Because we had here, we have to have five Yadonim for a Chutz. Not three, but five. Only the Yadonim, in the soil, the best in the soil, the way the best in the soil. Because the Torah says the soil in the parish of Kute, so that means that the Gera cannot be in the business. I'm no Gera. And the new thing, the Pirush from the Tamra, anybody who is the Torah, the Holy Spirit, 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 the Holy Spirit. So why do we have to exalt the special sasakosu of the soil? In the modernist world, there is no special sasakosu of the soil. So it's also possible in the soil. So the Tetzus here in Sanhedrin mentions the passing materials which Tetzus refutes, that perhaps the sasakosu of the soil is needed in the case of the Ben Gerin. In other words, the fruits of the Ben Gerin. So Tetzus refutes it, because if he's the Ben Gerin, so then he's the soil mari. But this is here in the Bombays, there's not a few. So David says, we should not be the first of a few of this again. In Ame, Kosha will be on the Bombays, not in the way here. The Shaykh has seen in the Barsha story. The Chassid Hussein does not have another, that will be true. So here, the second parrot in Jesus involves a very big fish. Very big fish. So David says, and the horse says the same thing. The reason is why we have to resort to especially because of Kosha. Soil to be advised that the Gea cannot participate in the lesson of Chalitze, but without the special disciples, he would be able to participate. But the question is, even the Nomines, he cannot be a best. The Nomines, because Schore, because the Gea cannot exercise Schore over in the soil domo. He can only exercise Schore over the Gea, Haber Gea, but not over the soil domo. So the answer is, this halacha of the Kerem of Kriya Tosin Melechon Melech only applies to Schore of Kriya when the person who exercises Schore uses coercion over his but when so the Nomines means if he's done him out of Kriya when he wasn't in the Kabbalah, let's say he's the best in Kabbalah in the city and the Gera happens to be the best in Kabbalah in the city and he forces the soil gomor to mitigate the form. So since he exercises coercion, fear over a person, that the Gea cannot do. But suppose you don't exercise fear, suppose the Gaite, he agrees to mitigate before the Gea, then there's nothing wrong. And Chritze, and here, poor Mashinki, in presence of Chritze, a Gea is possible to participate in presence of Chritze, even if it's with Gaite of the one who gives Chritze. Even without fear. So it's a big chiddush. In other words, the whole aloha of Schore is only shayach when it involves Kriya. But when it doesn't involve Kriya, so that means that has application. That will have application to Mishals. Now, in Rambam, there is aloha. So it's a big chiddush in these places. And the Rosh and the Kiyeset and the Yevamos mentioned the same halacha. that the reasons why we have to resort to special precautions for the soil, because in Desi Shokhlitze, the Igea cannot participate in Desi Shokhlitze because of the special precautions. But other Ilioni, let's say in Omnes, he can participate. He has reference a case where he doesn't exercise any Kriya over the knee. But when he exercises Kriya over the knee, so then even in Omnes, he cannot exercise Svara. Because Svara, by definition, means Kriya. Now, the Rambam in the Halakhim of Esmolochim, Halochet Alletzer is Svara. In my meeting, Melech, the Kal Geir, after Acha Kamo Geir, after Acha Kamo Geir, Ajati, Inni, Yisor, Shemena, Lusuka, Losa, Solach, Yishnoch, Yashori, Yachichu, Inui, Malchus, Nuvar, and with Hos Oish and Yisor, with Sartobo, with Sahamishi, with Saraso, after Nina Lamis and I, Shemhali, the Nuru, Yisor, and so they were dying in Yossi, Shemhali, Hey, Elohim, Yisor, that's the Gemara in Dushan. The Gemara is supposed for Svare, so not only Svare for Dayan, Nosi, Abdesdi, but any Svare, even to be the Mimune over the watering of the fields. In other words, to be the head of the police with respect to the watering of the fields. So every resident of the town of Nadoye had the right to water his field, to use the right, the city water. But there wasn't so much water, so maybe certain days, so the water had to be used in watering one juice in the field, the other days it had to be used in watering the fields of somebody else. So he had to appoint a policeman to be in charge to decide that one person should not use up all the water for his fields. So Igea is possible to be that kind of policeman. So that involves all a Kriya, because suppose somebody who already watered his field on Sunday, now is the turn of another Jew, another resident of the town. Suppose the one who already had the use of the water, so try to use water again, thereby depriving the other residents of Nadoye from the use of the water. So what will the policeman do? He'll give him over the head. He will hit him. So in other words, so that means you exercise coercion. So that is hard. And the gear is possible to loading destroy, or I mean loading or to exercise sore or Israel. And so if you're not dying in Nazi, So this we say, so the Rambam said, this we don't say, that called scholarship in Israel, called scholarship in Israel, so he's possible, Shemisha is possible for called scholarship in Israel. So years ago, about 50 years ago, there was a team of religious between Kuk and other Rabbon, the Rabbon, the Agnes Israel, so they held that the women cannot vote, because it's also Israel. I mean, why should that be considered Israel? If Taser says that the Taser and the Russian Taser say that even to be done by humans, when they are willing, when they don't have to exercise any coercion, so that's not Israel. So why should voting be considered Israel? So Israel means only when it involves coercion, when you use force. But if you don't use any force over anybody, that's not Svara. So if, in other words, a woman cannot be a policeman over men, over other women, criminally, let's say, sometimes you have to arrest a woman who's indecent. So a woman can serve as a policeman of the inn to arrest other women, because that's like a girl over Haberia. So a woman over other women can exercise coercion. but the women to exercise coercion on the men, that not. But both, I mean, why should that be also? As a matter of fact, the Mishnah punishing has a children. The Mishnah prosecutes the woman can serve as a Mashiach. So some of the Hanoim, they take the Mishnah punishing, in Mati or Chazar. So, because without knowing anything, I mean, to me it seems to be a question for me. Not only Mashiach, because the Mishnah punishing possibly that a woman can be Mashiach for two reasons. First of all, if the Mashiach, does not have any authority by himself, but he has to get instructions from a certain world, so then it's not smart. In other words, in the Mashiach, two kinds of Mashiach in the Mishnah. There is one Mashiach who is only an employee of the Rav, and the Rav instructs him to give to that, watch for that, and watch for this. So then it's not smart because he has to do the job according to the instructions of the Rabbi. In other words, that means the Mashiach and the Rav are not smart, because they have to comply with all the instructions are given. So that's a woman certainly kshayot to be that kind of Mashiach. Then there are special Mashiach who themselves have the authority to decide what could be done, what could not be done, what ingredient could be used. That's like a rabbi Mashiach. So that's that kind of Mashiach from which comes to Paschal. So that is one. But Bishasat Chak is not here. Even that, it's matter even that even when the Mashiach has certain authority, I don't think that in America, fortunately or unfortunately, there is a single Mashiach who has the right to hit the person with head and do something that is wrong. So really, it doesn't involve any coercion. So for that reason, it should be punished. His mother, that's why he was attacked, because he says that many of the most of the Shemim and the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Mamim should be Malkos. Shemim Olach and Malach were Malkos, that's his Rosh Hashanah. Then the Rambam says, the Chim Kom Nisim Shemim Yisrael. In Mamim Bin Yish, that is what he doesn't say. So, the Rambam says that many of the Shemim Achelik and the Rambam. For example, on the Tam, Tesis, in one Moshe, over Moshat, Kamen, Nidei, Shuez, so Tesis says that the Nisham is Kshir Olam. But how about calls for Kolmis Misha Beilo? So apparently Tesis is Kherik and Ram. So the Meire, Shasatrak, it's a question of the money. I mean, his husband was Mashiach and then he died, and then the woman would be left without Panosis, or the Nisha Panosin was Matir. The wife, the money, if she is the Reish Shomayim, that she should the Yashin, that job, even if she has authority to decide what could be done or not, if she is the kind of Mashiach who has to get instructions from the Lord, then certainly, then they call it always. But in the case where she is a Mashiach, the Mashiach, who has authority of her own to decide what could be done, what could be used in production, what could not be used in production, so then the Shasat Chak, so it's mutar. So because of that, he was attacked. I mean, of course, those who are attacking, they have no sensitivity to human pain and to the money. I mean, all the psukim dealing with our money are nothing, except Kanoe, so there are no reasons at all here. I mean, these people. So that's why they attacked the Mishnah. But I don't see why the Mishnah had to resort to that, because many of the Shemim Achilit and Rambam, even if all the Shemim agreed with the Rambam, but Tesis and Rosh and Gies and Gibbonis say in so many words that the union of Schore is only Shayach when it involves coercion, but when it doesn't involve coercion, then it's not Schore. Now, and again, fortunately or unfortunately, no Mashiach in the United States has the right to use coercion on the bus. All he can do is to resign from the job. That's the most that he can do. But he cannot even afford to scream at the boss most of the time. If he screams, he'll be fired. So what kind of story does he have in Mashiach? He's just a worker. I mean, a worker who is not respected. What kind of story is it? So why did Ramesh Feinstein have to resort and therefore there is shame and there is shame and there is shame and the Rambam and they hold that the Allah of Melech with Malka applies only to Melech and doesn't apply to all the scholars in the world without recourse to that. But there is one Rishi who is Chemik on Thesis and the Rosh and the East, and that is that who is qualified in the Rambam. His father, Chaim Yevamis, he holds that even if he doesn't think about story, even about the Kabbalah, when he's not capable of it, so Iker is still possible. Iker is still possible. Iker is still possible learning this one. But that is Shmas Yochid there, who is more. All the other Shemim, they say my face, they agree with the faces, that when is Iker possible learning this one in Yevamis? Only when it's al-dikuyeh, but if it's not al-dikuyeh, so then he's not possible. Now, there is the Chidushi Aram, here, in our Gemara. So he says, So the question is, how was Beor down the soil? So there are several tzavutim. I was sharing the cases, but I shared one parrot is that Kibuah. In other words, so it wasn't only Kriya. Again, it's Kibuah. She never forced anybody to eat it before. Whenever she decided, a litigation, so the Nidunim will recover her. So again, it's aligning these various places. So that's not Tzvara. When is it Tzvara if it involves coercion? But if it doesn't involve coercion, now. Another Tzvara sees that I'll be a people. Another Tzvara. So I mean, so it's no kasher from the world, it's no kasher. But that's the cases that the Tzvara do in Borokame and that Nidunim Nide. And that one in Shwurz. So then we have the two machines. Now the Kedusha Aram. Now the Kedusha Aram gives mentions and carrots in the meaning of Arab of Yom. And Kashi against Rashi. Rashi says, Gea, Donis Chavir Gea, Avoloyes Chavir Yisrael, that it has to do with Mephoshes. Mashiach in the nominus not. So the question is whether it's Aloha Komisimis with you and all we care about the call. So the Ram mentions the name of Rabba Dabi, that it's a Sakosu, care about the Kosumarako, only implies that the Kriyas. So one who is not in care about the call is cannot exercise or the Kriyas. But there Haroyev only just one time or several times. So then Igeah can be done. So in other words, when Rashi says that Igeah donas Haver Igeah Nefoshes, but not Haver Yisrael Nefoshes, but in nominus, even Haver Yisrael can be done, it means Bakoyev only. But there are Igeahs not. Why? Because the whole psul of the care of Achir Hasson Melachol Melach is only when it's done regularly, day after day. But if it's done just a few times, so then the Zakosu doesn't apply. This is what the Ram says in the Tarets and the Kashi that he's asked against Rashi. Of Itam Dimon, Avogal Dimon. Thank you.
Yes. Shir Yud Beis and Sanhedrin by the Rosh Hashiva Chafal of Sivan Heitov Shin Mem Dalad, June 21st, 1984, on Thursday.
In the form, we were sitting in the form of half a circle, semi-circle. We should arrange as in order that we should be able to see one another. So the one who sits at one corner will not be able to see the one who sits at the other corner. So one scribe, now one scribe used to record the given Chayvim, and the other scribe used to record the given Mizaki. These are the Talmidim, the Talmid Chachamim. So in other words, so they were not as yet members of the Sanhedrin, but they were candidates to become members of the Sanhedrin. So they were placed in three rows, and the first row was they had the priority to become members of the Sanhedrin. In other words, if there's any vacancy, so then one from the first shore and then from the second shore and then from the third shore, and in each shore, so the one who was first was greater, so set before the other one who was not as great. שכולח את נאטם מקימים שמתחילים כסידי הישינות שור ושינות דימון של שניות וידילון השלישי גם יכול שורו ושורו ישינות כסידי הרגולים בראי שינו עם אטמם וכן קורם, זהו עם אטם מזה לפי חוצור כולח את נאטם מקימים. Now, the question is, how were the Sanhedrin, the Zikni Sanhedrin appointed? What was the procedure? There was no votes, no campaigning, so how was it done? So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, in Father Perik, in the third of Perik, that the Bez Nagodu used to appoint certain Talmid Chachomim as members of the Sanhedrin Ketan. So in other words, the Sanhedrin Deilo used to appoint the Sanhedrin Tano, and also the Bezni Shoshleish. So the one who had the authority to appoint all the Sanhedrin Tano was the Bezni Agod, who appointed the Sanhedrin Deilo themselves. So the Sanhedrin Deilo themselves was a self-perpetuating body. In other words, and the first Sanhedrin Deilo was appointed by Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was all Pia Divo. And then it was a self-perpetuating body. In other words, from time to time they appointed new skin in the Sanhedrin Deva. So that's the procedure. So in other words, so the first Sanhedrin Deva was appointed by Misha Rabbeinu, all Pia Divo, each was she mentioned in Israel. And then they kept on appointing more and more. I mean, then someone, let's say, one died, so then somebody else was appointed. So who was appointed? Because just as the Sanhedrin Tano had three shuras of Talmid Chachomim sitting before them, so Sanhedrin also had three shuras of Talmid Chachomim sitting before them. So if, let's say, if someone was considered to be worthy, so when there was a vacancy in the Bez Nagodu, so the first one in the first shura was appointed as a member of the Sanhedrin Deva to replace the one who died or left the Sanhedrin for some reason. So that's the procedure. So the Cholechot Machin Akenish Pirin Sidra Yishivim Shur Vashim Yidim Shil Shnir Vidun Nashlishin Kam Chol Shur Vashur Vashim Kisidra Hagodil Bereish Shein Nimatamen Vachim Kulam Zeru Matam Zeh Vifir Hotzor Cholechot Lehakir Mekein. So Kutzur Cholismeich Semchim Yerushein Echod Nashnir Boil of Shane, Echob Nashlishis, Boil of Shneo, Bail in the Idaho, in a call, when the Shivan is say, Bishlishis. So, what does he call? Who's appointing to the Sanhedrin? The Hutzruchol is Semchen, Hutzruchol is Smech. In other words, that's also called Smech, even though many of the Talmid Chachomim who were sitting before the Sanhedrin Deva were already Mismoch. Does it mean that every Talmud was not in Mismech? There are many mismachim. The answer is, so why does the Mishnah say Hutzruchu Lismeich as if until he was appointed to the Sanhedrin Deva or the Sanhedrin Tano, so he could not be Samuch? Why couldn't he be Samuch and still not be a member of Sanhedrin? The answer is this. That's, I think, I heard from my father. I think so. Because there is a smicha l'dvor michi. One can be nismach l'dvor michi just to be done in hypnosis, but not to be done in the malchus. I mean, so dvor michi. Mashenkin to be done in the foshes, to be whole, to be a member of the Sanhedrin, even Sanhedrin Tano, you have to be a musmach l'chol atirko. So in other words, so that's when it says, Hutzchuchu nismach, even though many of the Talmidim who were sitting in the shores were already smuchim, but they might have been smuchim l'dvor michi, not l'chol atirko. Now, the moment the Sanhedrin Tano decided to raise, to elevate one of the Talmid Chachomim who was sitting in the three shuras to the position of being a member of the Sanhedrin, so then they had to masmech him l'kol ha'tirkul. Because in order to become a chalish, to have a chalishim Sanhedrin, you have to be somuch l'kol ha'tirkul. Now the Rambam says, that Izok Mamre is not any Jew who is chayv on Bez Nagodu. He is not chayv mise. But Zok Nechot Mechachmei Hatiro who somor b'sanhedrin. What does it mean somor b'sanhedrin? Does it mean that only one who is a functioning member of the Sanhedrin can be Zok Mamre? We see from the Mishnah in Achnokin, the last Perik, that even he comes hochem in a certain city who is not a member of the Sanhedrin. So if he had the machlekes with certain chachamim, they used to go up to the Sanhedrin Devo, and then the Sanhedrin Devo told him Ipsak, and he was chaylik, so then he was chaylik. So we see that even someone who was not sitting in the Sanhedrin, is in the Sanhedrin, could also become members of the Mamre. So why does the Rambam say that? The Rambam says, פרגימו מלכס ממו מהלוכה דלת אבל זוכו ממרה הומו בתאירו וכוחו מאחוד מכך מישראל שיש ביודי קבולה וידון ומירה ביבתאירו כמו שיודינו ויהיו כוכך מישראל שבוסו למחריקת בגין הדין עם בז נגוד הרמב״ם שיטי is that if somebody is not curious he's capable to worship about pay let's say like Tzoliko Baisus so then he doesn't have a din of Ezoch Mamre even though he's a picosis involves chilek, being chilek on the Bezna Gordel, but the fact that he's an apikiris and he doesn't pass within the framework of Torah, he's an apikiris, he's kefir, so that he's excluding, takes him out from the category of Zohman. So he says, Mishin imidi b'tirash b'alpein Zohman Ronan b'tiro, ala areyu b'chol apikosi. So, b'nachashin isbalsim shukiv b'tirash b'alpein, הרי כשור כל הפרוסים ואין נתיר השמיים ועמוס עמו שכל אינו אינו בכל ישראל there's certain things that the censorship took out of it and then אבו זוכ ממרי הומו בתיר וכוח המחו נכח לישראל שיש ביודי כבולה וידונו מירה ביותיר כמי שיודונו יראו כוכח לישראל שבוסר מחליק את בדין הנדין עם בז נגוד ולחוז על עבריהם אלא חולק עליהם בהירו לעסיס שלא יקרה רוסם goes all of Teo, Miso, and Mislade, Viesh Lechilik, and Abo, Afal Pishvudom. So he says, Aval Zok Mamre, so Zok Mamre, he says, Shalom Lateo, Chocham Echon Chacham Yisrael, Sheyesh Viyode Kabore, Sheyesh Viyode Kabore. So then he says, and then he says, in Zok Mamre, Chay Mise, Ashi Chocham, Shimpia Miroi, Somer B'Sanhedrin, Alochei, Somer B'Sanhedrin. It's not enough that he's a God of the Tehran. He has to be Somer B'Sanhedrin. What it means, Somer B'Sanhedrin? That he has to be a member of the Sanhedrin. But we see from the Mishnah and Achlokim, he doesn't have to be his Somer B'Sanhedrin. The Rambam also mentions that Mishnah. The Chaita Donim Din Zok Mamre, Beishi Poli Dolo Vihira, Bei Chocham Amagir Roy, Bein Bidolo Shinir Bein, Bein Bidolo Shinir Abeitzo, Hrei Hu Vachilkin, אם אינו לירושלים בואי נלבד ושאל פצע ברבייס אם אינו לנבזן כך הוא הדין אם שומע וקיבלו מוטב ואם לאו בואי נקולו לבד ושאל פצע חזור אם קיבלו יהיו חולם ואם לאו כולם בואי נלבד נגודו לישכס הגוזיס so and then בז נגודו פסק לזה and then it's here all asses is higher missing even though he was a zokim b'ire a far removed from the lishkes hagoyis so we see that even someone it am tchochem a somuch who is not an active member of the Sanhedrin can also become a Zok Mamre. So why does the Rambam say in Perigim Aloch Hei in Zok Mamre Chayu Misa Chiyachochem Shigir Leroy Somur B'Sanhedrin? So the man says he means someone who is Rho to sit in Sanhedrin. What does it mean Rho to sit in Sanhedrin? Okay, of course he has to be a Somur, but to be damned in Iknosis and to be damned in a Malkes you also have to be a Somur. But you don't have to be somuch in kolatir kule. Mashenkin to be woe to sit in Sanhedrin, even Sanhedrin tano. To have a chalishem Sanhedrin. So then you have to be somuch b'cholatir kule. Somuch b'cholatir kule. And that is a prerequisite for the chiyuv of Zok Mamre. So this is what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says, "Hutzru cholisneich." In other words, if they wanted to elevate someone of the talmidim who are sitting in the three shores to the position of becoming an active Sanhedrin, member of the Sanhedrin. So then they had to be masmechim kolatere kule, even though he was already somuch, but maybe not kolatere kule. So that's husro cholishmech. same chemlay min oishin. Echad nashniyo boil oishino. Echad nashlish to boil nishniyo. Beilam eidechad min akol. Nakol doesn't mean nakol from the street. It means from the great army of Chachamim. Umishivin eisim bishlishis. Leyeshiv bimkimish olvishin. Leyeshiv bimokim arol. Minoan umile omar av acher bachanine dom akol. Schore chagam asar al yechzar amozik. Schore zus hanedom. Roman mikro shmo. Schore shu yishevi vitebura shalilam. Agan she begin al kol mukuli. Hasar she dimly sa. What it means hasar she dimly sa to rivone. In other words, that means a chotziyu in the form a chotziyu. Rivone, many times you see rivone in the form of a chotziyu. Al yachzar hamozek she mutzachach mem lotzis vein yesh esker meshleish shekinet aner tano yitzi min ravin yitzi. In other words, because the Sanhedrin, the Beis Hagadol, always has to maintain a quorum. What is a quorum of the Beis Hagadol? In the 23. In other words, it always has to have enough members sitting in session so that they could have the Chol Chalapoches, the Chalishim Sanhedrin Tano. So that's the quorum. So even if some members of the Beis Hagadol have to go out for a few hours, they have to go out, so they can only leave the chaverim only if they leave at least 23 there. But if there are only 23 left and somebody wants to go out, he has to wait until there are 23 left and before he's able to leave. So this is halacha. There always has to be quorum remain sitting in session. אם יש אשם שליש כנס התן או יצא, מה בין יצא? ביטל חרי מסחיתים, מה בין מסחית, מה קום נהם לנו, שאני לא רק נהם נתמיין. סוג הבא שישנים, שאפילו כי סוג השור שישנים, הוא יפריט לבהם פירצייז. What it means סוג השישנים, in other words, the כיח of God הוא ביטאו, במעני הדור, is to inspire the people, not through stringent methods. Of course, the Besdin has to resort to stringent methods too, but primarily, you can inspire the people through love, not through stringent methods. So that is called a mechitza made out of roses. After all, it's not a physical barrier. A mechitza made out of roses, you can just push yourself through the roses and cross the roses. But a mechitza made out of roses is sometimes more effective than a mechitze made out of barbed wire, because barbed wire, so vicious people can overcome the mechitze of barbed wire by using violence. But a mechitze made out of roses, so then it might inspire the people not to be vicious. So mele, that is what he says. Suga vashishanim shafiliki, suga shoshishanim v'yifrit v'empirtis. I mean, this is, I once discussed in Ashkofish here, the two kinds of barriers that Chachmei Musa mentioned, a physical barrier and a voluntary barrier. So Sugava Shishanim is a voluntary barrier. That's the Tzoras HaPesach. Tzoras HaPesach is not a physical barrier. It is just a voluntary barrier. If one has respect for a private domain, he says Tzoras HaPesach, he knows it's a private domain, he cannot trespass. But if one has no respect for a private domain, so what effect will the Tzoras HaPesach be? He just goes through the Tzoras HaPesach. But if it's barbed wire, then he cannot go through. You read it in Pitzel. Heine domer yahu mine le rafkane. Am rite nide shore le yechude. Bahade gavre. Ef shareish bin here is in my heavens. So that means, was such a stupid person. I mean, he tried to refute the Teresh Baal Peh by arguing against the Aloch in Teresh Baal Peh that the husband is allowed to be misyachid with his wife while she's in the... Imagine if the Aloch had been that the husband is not allowed to be misyachid with his wife while she's in the... What would it mean? It would mean that there couldn't be any shalom bayis, because every time, every month, when the wife becomes in Nidor, she would have to leave the husband's home, or the husband would have to leave the wife's home. What kind of Nisholim bias could there be? So that stupid mean, so he argued against the Torah Shebaal Peh, why the Torah Shebaal Peh allows yichud between a husband and wife when the wife is in Nidor. So he says, how is it possible? How can that be protection? So he says, after all, he says, Ish b'meiras reim ha'eves, omale. So Rav Kahane said, Hatero yeido, yeido aleinu, suga b'ashishan, sha'afilu ki suga b'ashishan me'yifut v'en pirtas. In other words, the best guarantee is a mechitza made out of roses. If the hedge is made out of roses, so that's the best guarantee. It's better than a mechitza made out of barbed wire. And this is really the story that he stole, the Hasidic story that he stole about Rabbi Yitzchak Baditcheva. Wanted to show, to prove to the Danish Shalom. Mikamcho Yisrael Geachod Be'aretz, what kind of tzaddikim the Jews are. So, Erev in Kippur, Erev Pesach, he sent out his Shamashi, his Hasidim, and to find after the Isa Chometz, let's say it was 10 o'clock already, so it was already also to eat Chometz, so he sent his two Shamashi in Baditchev, and he told them to ransack the homes of the Jews in Baditchev, and to find a single piece of bread in their homes. So the two Hasidim, the Rebbe told them to ransack the houses, so they ransacked, they made a thorough search in all the homes of the Hasidim, of the Jews, not Hasidim, everybody was a Hasid in Baditchev. So in the homes of the Jews in Baditchev, so they ransacked the house for 4 hours, and then they came back with a report. They did not find a single crumb of chametz in a single Jewish home. Then he said to them, now you go, the Tsar, the decree of the Tsar is that any Jew who is found to hide gold in his house, so achas dosil homes. So he has to be shot immediately without a trial. So I want you to search the homes of the Jews in Malichev to for gold. So then in half an hour they came back and he said they found in 50 homes. In 1.5 hour they found a lot of gold in 50 homes. So he raised his eyes to heaven and he said, Rebbeinu Shalom, Mi kamcho Yisrael geyachad baretz. Meisha, you told Meisha Rabbeinu. So to write in the Torah, thousands of years ago you told Meisha Rabbeinu to write in the Torah, Bal Yiroye Bal Yimotzi, and we have no army, we have no police, and if somebody will not only keep chometz in his possession, he'll eat chometz. Can we punish him? Can we put him in prison? Can we even dare reprimand him? We will be afraid even to reprimand him because he will master us to the government. And the government is not friendly to us, does not cooperate with us. And we do not have the facilities of the police, or of the army, or the government, or the Tsarist regime. They couldn't find, after searching for 4 hours, they couldn't find a single crumb of chometz in a single Jewish home. And here, the Tsar issued a decree that anyone who is caught hiding gold has to be shot instantaneously without a trial. And they have an army there, and the police, and still that did not deter so many Jews, 50 Jews, from hiding gold. So why? Because the mechitza of Suga Bashishani is more effective than the mechitza of barbed wire. That is the pendiz. Alright. Suga Bashishani Shafu Suga Shani Mechit Pichis. Ha'ayin domo ra'amino ra'afkane amrit ha'ni de'shor li'yichude ba'u gavre. Ef sharish v'nira zin ha'leves. Omer ha'tiro yidu olin. Suga Bashishani. Shafu Suga Bashishani yifut v'hen pirtzis. Rishloki shoma mehoche. כי פלח הורים אין רק אוסיך, אפילו ריקונים שכתו בכל, יראי מיצס גרנט. Now, how can we see from this passage that a husband can be trusted with his wife in Ido, that has a shalom do not be nichsol in Avere? The answer is because אפילו ריקונים שבכל, even those who let themselves be swayed by their instincts, by their yitzara, so they are also mlei mitzvos kerimen, and they are giver as Yitzchok. So that's why we are not cheshish, lest the husband will be nichshel with his wife while she is in Yitzchok. Rab Zeir Omer Moche, Vayorach Esrei Abgodov, Al Tikre Abgodov, Elo Begdov. So in other words, what do we see from this Gemara of Habzeira? That not only an Al Chavid is allowed to be Misyachid with his wife while Zenido. Even if we know that a certain Jew is not a Shema Mitzvah, he's not Valiant, he's in the Geder of Begdov, even if he's a Mumer, he's still an Yesti Shaila. I'm not a Zoyabi Mitzvah. Am I allowed to be Misyachid with my wife while she's in Nido? After all, he's not Yer Shamayim. So we don't say, since he's not Yer Shamayim, we should tell him, whenever your wife is in Nido, so you have to have other people in the house because you cannot be trusted. Because even a Mumer, even the Begdov, can be trusted. That's what we see from this Gemara. So Rav Zeira was mikarev the rishoyim, the chaitim, the sinners, the irreligious people. So in order that they should become inspired to do tshuva, the rabbonim were critical of Rav Zeira as to why he showed so much affection towards the rishoyim, towards the irreligious Jews. Kinoch nafshi the Rav Zeira. Amre, so they said, Adu Idnave Chiche Ktin Saki. He was called Chiche Ktin Saki because Rashi explains it. Say, because at one time, in other words, he was wounded, he was burned. He was burned in a tunnel. Some melee, he had to bandage his feet, his thighs had to be bandaged all the time. So he was always bandaged with clothes, you know. He had a bandage, he wore a bandage on his feet and his thighs. So they called him Chichek Tin Saki, Dar Boyolin Rachme. He kept on being his power for us. Hashte, now that Rav Zeira died, Man Boyolin Rachme, so we are in trouble. Here we will be Lidaye, we have the truth. So the teacher. That means that the proper way is not to be Kanoye and to talk against the religious people, but to mikar the religious people so that they should become malichut. Shoy. Omar Abaye Shmamino ki naide kula naide. In other words, let's say suppose he had three shoy. So he had the first seat in the first shoy. So that was the biggest amtrach. And then one who sat heretofore in the first seat of the first shura, so he had to leave either because he was appointed or he had to go to chutzlaretz or whatever it is. So then there was a vacant seat. So if, let's say, the one who sat in the first seat of the first shura, the biggest amtroche, was elevated to the position of becoming a member of the Sanhedrin, so then the one who heretofore sat in the second seat started to sit in the first seat, and the one who heretofore sat in the third seat started to sit in the second seat, and then the one who heretofore sat in the first seat of the second row so started to sit in the last seat of the first row, and so on. So in other words, so the fact that one member of the Talmidim so was appointed, so that caused a reshuffling of all the Talmud Chachamim who were sitting in the three shore. So he says, Shmamlo kinaide kulanaide, vilemelu adu idne havisivne bereshe hashte misivne bidigabe. After all, they should have a tiny. Let's say a certain Talmud Chachem was sitting for years. He was sitting in the first seat in the second row. Now he's being placed in the last seat in the first row. So he said, I've not been promoted, I've been demoted. So he says, Have you Zaraisha Hashim Shin Ligabe? Omar Abaye Damoli Hoche, and the son of La Royce, Valti Rishli Shol. Now the Yoshalme in Sanhedrin, and this Gemara. So he says, mention the same Mishneh, and he says, Even though Masla di Inche, the marshal of the people is that. Be the first one in the village rather than the last one in Rome. I mean, you know, be the first. That's the marshal of the people, that the Yerushalayim says. But that's not true. That's not our point of view. That's the people say that it's better to be the first one in the village than the last one in Rome. That was the approach and the point of view of the Goyim of the Romans, but the point of view of the Jews is after the Hayes, every son of the Arois, about the Reishla Shor. Now, let's see the cases. Hatero Yido Reinu Suga Kashishani, Minyan Damnigis Kudash Kishimera Dam Kishishana Adumo, Oisim Yad Peres, Vin Tema Voyiho de Raisi, Kidashin Machiosisho Achicho Ben Necho, Veichose Kodi Dure Kabole, Mishre Madrasi de Raisi. In other words, so Tesis says the Kashi, in other words, how can the Possek of the Kabole be matter on the Raisi? So that's not the Pshat in Tesis, because after all, the Possek, in Ovi Rashoi, the Chadish Dovo Me'ato, so maybe if a certain Possek is mentioned in the Kabole, so that's the declaratory of the Dinator? No, but what is the Kashi? What kind of a Kashi is it? The Kamo, the Kamo Alochas, that are the use from Sukkim in the Kabbalah. As the Gemara in Zvochim points out, Posik Zeh B'teras Meisha Lulam Adno, Eloi Cheskib in Buzi Omri, Vali Novi Rashur Chadish Dovo, Eloi Hidul Chesik Nirlu, Vosir Cheskil Vasmech Lakhoi, I think it's after Zayin in Zvochim, the Gemara. So what kind of a Kash is it? But the Kash of Tesis is this. What does Sukkah Vashishanim mean? Sukkah Vashishanim only implies, that a mechitze, a hedge made out of roses, is a good deterrent against aviras. We shouldn't think that what is an effective deterrent only barbed wire, a real kesel, or a guard, you know, can with a club in his hand is ready to hit somebody over his head. No, there are better guarantees than the physical barriers. Sometimes a voluntary barrier, a hedge, a mechitze made out of roses it turns out to be more effective than a mechitza made out of barbed wire or an iron curtain. So this is what Sukkah Shishanim implies. So what does it mean? That there is no choshesh lest there will be a michshul between the husband and wife while the wife is in the room. But so bishleimei, if we say that the isa yichud with a woman is only an isa rabbanon, so then we can say it's because of a choshe, maybe chas v'sholem there will be nichsh. So there we say Sukkah Vashishanim, we don't have to be afraid of nichsh. But since the Yisrael Yichud is the Jews from the Posik, he or Sisho Achicho Dachpeh in Dushin, he or Sisho Achicho Ben Mecho, so maybe it's even more Dachpeh in Dushin, and it's more in Sanhedrin Dachpeh. So it's not based upon any time. We see Nisa like any other Nisa. So we are not at liberty to explain why the Torah. So the Torah has a deal. We can mention timing, but the time is not an integral part of the deal. So maybe so of what avail, of what significance is the fact of Sukkah Vashishani, that a hedge made a mechitza made out of roses is an effective deterrent. So it is an effective deterrent. But there is a Nisa of Yehud. I mean, even the Chafetz Chaim was not allowed to be Mishyachim. What are we afraid, Chas V'Sholem, of the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chas V'Sholem might be Nichshu? But it's a Nisa, so it doesn't make any difference. So it applies to the Chafetz Chaim just as much as it applies to a simple Jew. It doesn't make it like any other Nisa. That's the discussion. Not this kashi is how can we learn out a heter from Divrei Kabbalah on something that involves Nisa Raisi. There are hundreds of dinim that are deduced from Psukim Divrei Kabbalah. That's the kashi. V'yesh leimah v'yosho keo elokein imei v'yavid v'mishtaye avol nido sefer itay. So Tesis says the Nisa Raisi of Yehud does not apply to Nido, even though Nido involves Nisa Kores. So you could say that Nido is a melvo like Shorarayis. But and in respect to the Isa of Kiel Bosor, Rambam Shita is that if Kiel Bosor Chibuk Nishuk involves a love the rice and there is a Chibuk Malkes, so in respect to that Isa of the Sikhra Vulikali Salvo, so the Rambam says that applies to Nido, Joseph, it applies to Shishish and to all the Arayah Shebateo. So Mele, we could say, since there is an Isa of the rice to the Mishyachil in the Nervo, so maybe it should be also in the Raisi and Mishyachid and the Nido. So as far as the Isa Yichud is concerned, there is a distinction between the Isa Nido and the other Raisi, because the other Raisi said no heter, Mashenki Nido. So after she is Teo, so she is Muteres. So Mimele, the Isa Yichud doesn't apply to a Nida. So there is no Isa Yichud in the eyes. But there is an Isa Yichud Midrabonon, it's also to be Misyachid, even with the Knuyo, I mean, with the Knuyo who is not a Nida, who is a Teo also. So Kishiira, Maise Dovi, Amin Visomo, so Big Dovi to Bisdine goes through Al Yichud Knuyo. So Mimele, that means that Rabbonon, of course, it's also to be Mishachit, but the Yisra Rabbonon is based upon the Chosh. As far as the Yisra Raisa of Yehud is concerned, it's not based upon the Chosh, it's an Yisra Raisa, like any other Yisra. So even when there is no Chosh of Yim Lechshu, Chasu Shore, so it's all Mashayimki, the Yisra Rabbonon is based upon the Chosh. And since it's based upon the Chosh, some Mele Sukhba Shishanin implies that there is no Chosh, because there is a mechitza made out of roses between the husband and wife. That's what he says. Umi uheichad libao afu nida asor lishach. Gid amulon for the kamad iksubes. Libao hu yoshim bin anoshim viishto yishenu bin anoshim. Viishto yishenu bin anoshim. Now, so over there, that isa is only the rabbonon, not me the reis. In other words, the aloch is, there is no isa yichud bin baal yishenu, because of the gizos hakosuk of sukuvah shishanim. But is only after his boal or bias mitzvah, but before his boal or bias mitzvah, so then he's also a yisyachid. And if the kallah turns into a nida before the bi'ur rishono, so then the halacha is they have to be separated. So they require shmirah. So that isah is only nisam d'rabbanan because of exil and blessed will be yitzri tokvei. So in other words, so then we don't say tzuga b'shishan. Why don't we say Sukkah B'Shishanim even if we call it? Because of Yitzhak Reis of the Mele, so there is a chash, maybe Chas V'Sholem, he might sometimes be Mech. So Mele, because of that, the Chachomim Asad under all circumstances. And even that is also, he applies to the biggest tzaddik, even to the Chofetz Chaim it applies. Because otherwise, it wouldn't make sense to Asa, because everybody will say, well, I'm a tzaddik, I'm a Yerushalayim, it doesn't apply to me. So sometimes Chas V'Sholem one might be Nirch. Vintein alamun v'rekam el Yishabez, makish ishtin nido eish Yisrael, ma eish Yisrael hu bibigde, bibigdo. Bibigdo osea, o pyrshom bikuntres, mishum yichud eish ishish, hafi ishtin nido. ואחרום אסורו בשישנים יש לימה דהו בבילים ובגדו אסורו בשישיש אפילו לא יחוד משמיקחו ודאיתי שנהנים מסחם זה מזה ויש לימה מה יש לי יחוד מי בשעריה מסוגו השישנים והוא בבילים ובגדו אסורו מהקש לשישיש איפחנו ויש לימה אם מסתבר פייל עשר הוא בבילים ובגדו שמסקר מיחד נהנים זה מזה כדה וישך צויתימבל זה לעבוב the secret will go itself. Mashenki Yichud does not come within the Isa of the secret will go itself. So in the middle we don't learn out from the Yishish. Now, so we see from this case this, that where Yichud is also made Raise, then it's not based upon the Choshe. Maybe Chas V'Sholem sometimes there might be Mechsh. But the secret of Kosov, it's also like any other Isa. But then the question arises, how is it that there are certain halachas in regard to the Isa Yichud which seem to indicate that where there is no Choshe or Bimichsu, then there is no Isa Yichud? For example, Bailo Biyia, there is no Isa Yichud. So one is allowed to be Misyachid even with an Ishishish if the husband happens to be in the city. Why? Because if the husband is in the city, then the woman is afraid, is deterred from Chas V'Sholem succumbing to temptation. But that it would be all right if the Isa Yichud had been based upon the possibility of Aveir, of succumbing to temptation. But we see from these cases that where Yichud Yosem is Isa, then it's also like any other Isa, like the eating of the veil, the eating of faith, it's also. And it applies even to the biggest tzaddik. So why do we say Bailo B'Yia? So there is no Isa Yichud, but it's an Isa Raise. How can it be Matia? The case of Bailo B'Yia, just because he will feel deterred from succumbing to, she will feel deterred, I mean from succumbing to temptation. feels deterred, or he will also feel deterred. I mean, they'll both feel deterred. The answer is this, you see. True, Yichud is not based upon the flesh. Yichud is an Isa Raisa like any other Isa. And you can consider it from the same point of view as you consider Parabel, not from the point of view of the possibility of the nation. It's an Isa Raisa, no timing. But what is called Yichud? Yichud does not mean just the fact that a man is together with a woman in a room, no other people around. Suppose a man is together with a woman in a room, but so he is not allowed to be misyachid. But suppose there is a television hookup, and that everybody in the whole world, I mean, unfortunately today, I mean, such things can happen, can watch what goes on b'chadr chador. So will there be any nisal yichud? There won't be any nisal yichud. But it's not based upon the possibility of a mirshul chas v'sholem, but it's a kosu. So it should be osir even if there is a television hookah, as long as they happen to be by themselves in the room. The answer is yichud means privacy. What does privacy mean? Privacy does not mean just because a man and a woman are alone in the room. That doesn't mean that they have privacy together. Privacy means that they are alone in a room under such circumstances that psychologically they are not inhibited. But if psychologically they are inhibited in coming close to each other, then it's not called yichud. It's not called yichud. Even if they are all alone in a room in an island, but if psychologically they feel inhibited in coming close to each other, so then it's not called yichud. Let's say, suppose they are all alone in an island, but they are afraid any minute somebody might come in. So then there is no Isa Yichud. So in other words, Yichud means privacy. So in other words, but of course, you are not going to say that, let's say, someone who is a tzaddik like the Chofetz Chaim is allowed to be misyachid with the woman. Because after all, they always feel inhibited. Because if somebody is a tzaddik, so he's not psychologically inhibited. He's inhibited because of Yirat Shamayim, because of fear of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So, but when somebody is together with a woman in a room, that psychologically, even if he's an atheist, he'll be inhibited in coming close to each other. So then it's not called Yichud. So it's not called Yichud. So Mele, that's why the Gemara says that if by the beer you are allowed to be misyachid in the shish. You're allowed to be misyachid with shish. Why? Because if Baal would be here, so even if he has no Yerushalayim, even if he's Rachman of Yitzhak and atheist, so he'll still feel inhibited. Because he'll be afraid. And she'll be inhibited. Even if she's an atheist, Chas v'Shalom. So Mimele, it's not considered Yehud. But where, psychologically, they don't feel deterred, they don't feel inhibited. But, because of Yerushalayim, we know there is no Choshen, lest there be mirshul. So then it's also, even though there is no chosha of mirshul. Now, because of that, I had a child, and I think that it's not right to ask her that, because that will be a very cruel psak, and it's against the din. If it is in accordance with the din, so it's in rachmin b'din. But if it's not, it's against the din, so to be machmir under such circumstances. There are certain Talmid HaChachonim, there are certain Rabbonim, the Minute Lashem Shemayim, of course, I mean, there is no doubt, who say that one should not adopt the child. Should not adopt the child. Why? Because it involves a problem with Yichud. A problem with Yichud. Especially if you adopt a boy, so then when it becomes a mitzvah, it will be a godel, and then the adopting mother is an ishishish, and he'll be misyachder, so that will involve an isad araisi. And as I said before, the isad araisi is not based upon an ichshosha of an ichshosha. It's an isad like any other isad. So he'll constantly behavior is sure araisi. So I mean, but that will lead to very difficult situations. So that means that a couple who doesn't have children cannot can never adopt a child unless they'll make sure that there should always be people in the house. I mean, who can afford to make sure that? I mean, and every time, let's say, the husband will leave the house and he has a growing adopted son, so he'll have to, the son will have to leave the house. That will be conducive to lack of harmony in the house and so on. But if the din is like that, so he's in Rahman Medin, so he can like this. Oh, but if the din is not like that. Now, I had a child many times in New York, I had it here, and I passed that it's muta. Why? On the basis of a Rav Amir in Yudushin. The Gemara says in Yudushin, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says in Yudushin, that do odom imimei vimbitei kol yom. So with the sister, Ravasi says, in addition, you're allowed to misyachid b'choy ba'om. Let's say 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, but to constantly live together with the sister, that you're not allowed. But with the mother or your daughter, you're allowed to live constantly. I mean, all the days of your life and all the nights of your life. So Rashi explains it. Rashi explains it. It's based upon the Gemara. Rashi explains it. Why is it muta? Because the Anshik Nesar De Lo succeeded in crippling the Yitzhara of Arayis. Now, they did not succeed. They killed the Yitzhara of Arayis completely, but the Yitzhara of Arayis, they didn't kill slaughter completely. They just crippled it. The crippling of the Yitzharah of the Arayis consists that whereas in the early days, in the time of the Vayisrishim, there was Yitzharah towards Kreves, but as a result of the Tfilas, so the Yitzharah of Arayis was crippled, and there is no Yitzharah, there is no attraction, there is no physical attraction towards Kreves. Towards the mother, towards the daughter, towards the sister, there is no physical attraction. That was a result of the tefillahs by the Anshei Nesamim. Now, when the Rav Amiri explains why is Dor Odom in Bitei the Mimei and Misyachi the Machesei, not Dor Bikriyas, but Misyachi. So he says, because there is no hero towards Kreves. There is no physical attraction. I mean, that's a psychological thing. I mean, so we believe that this psychological thing is a result of the endeavors by the Anshei Nesar. When the Gemara says Tfilas, it doesn't mean just Tfilas. It means as a result of the Takonis and of the restraints imposed by the Anshei Nesar upon the Klal Yisrael, and they in turn had an influence upon the nations of the world too. So they feel inhibited. So that's why there is no physical attraction. But in the early days, before the Knesset Yisrael was able to exercise an influence over the nations of the world, so then there was just as much of a physical attraction towards Kreves as toward strangers. So this is what the Gemara means when they say Tfilas. Tfilas does not mean just Tfilas. Tfilas means the endeavors by the Anshei Knesset Hagdeiro. So as a result of the endeavors by the Anshei Knesset Hagdeiro, so the physical attraction between a man and Kreves was